Good evening, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. How was your Monday? I had a pretty good day, though Christmas week is always a little hectic for me. Perhaps some of you are planning on going to a special Christmas Eve church service on Wednesday. That's actually my favorite church service of the whole year. It's also usually one of the biggest services of the year with lots of extra guests. For pastors like me, it can feel a little bit like the Super Bowl. Today was Aaron's day, driving around town to pick up the last few things we need for the service. I went to the plant nursery to pick up poinsettias, or poinsettias, however you say it. They're those beautiful bright red plants you see all over the place this time of year. I also picked up a big order of Christmas cookies from Auden and Brookie's Ice Cream and Cookies that we put out for after the services. I really wanted to get one of their world-famous chocolate chip cookie milkshakes that I love so much, but it was only 27 degrees out today, and I was kind of in a hurry, so I skipped it this time. I then headed back to the church and got the poinsettias all set up. And let me tell you, this morning we talked about signs that Christmas is coming, and seeing all those bright red plants beaming up front is one of those signs for me that it really is time for Christmas. I told you this morning that we would talk about how God used signs to let people know that Christmas was coming. Christmas is the first story in the part of the Bible we call the New Testament, but that's about three quarters of the way through the whole Bible. And while the people in that story sure seemed surprised, God had been making promises about Jesus coming from the very beginning of the whole Bible. Pretty early on, the first human beings started to mess things up. They stopped listening to God and started doing what they wanted. I'll bet that's something you can relate to. I know I've done that with both God and my parents when I was growing up. And like when we mess up, there were consequences. But even as God was sharing the consequences, God also promised that eventually someone would come who would rescue us from our mistakes and make it like we were brand new all over again. And throughout the first three quarters of the Bible, God continues to make this promise and even shares hints about this special someone. Hundreds of years before Jesus was born, we got one of the most famous hints. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. We talked about Jesus as the Prince of Peace during our week on peace earlier this month. Do you remember that? Well, when it finally came time for Jesus to come, God pulled out all the stops. God put a big old bright star in the sky and sent a whole bunch of angels to sing out the news to a bunch of sleepy shepherds. My favorite Christmas movie is A Charlie Brown Christmas, and my favorite scene is where Linus recites what the angels said. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." This morning, we talked about what signs we could see that Christmas is coming. Now, I want you to use your imagination. Let's say God has put you and your family in charge of letting the world know that Christmas is coming in just a few days. How would you do it? What signs would you give everyone? Would you use music? Lights? Maybe send some special messengers? What do you think would make people stop and pay attention? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. I think what I would want to do most is find ways to help people feel loved, maybe through acts of kindness or special meals shared together or making sure no one feels alone, because that's a huge part of what Christmas is all about, God's love coming to earth. For now, let's pray and then get some sleep. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for this day and for all of your blessings, especially the blessing of Christmas. It seems that, since you dropped so many hints about Christmas for thousands of years before it happened, you must have been even more excited about it than we are today. May we rest tonight knowing that you're still excited for us to get to know your son, Jesus. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, get some sleep, and I'll see you in the morning.